With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a desperate search on for two dozen missing girls from a summer camp after flash flooding in the state of Texas.
The sound of the river in Kerrville, Texas, as crews search for two dozen children from a girls' camp and many others still missing after a wall of water rushed down the river during a powerful storm that killed at least two dozen people. Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly.
This has been a very devastating and deadly flood.
President Trump says it's been a great 2 weeks for the country. The latest milestone came on Friday when the president signed a big, beautiful bill into law. And he says that that was something that he's been trying to do for some time. It actually dates back clear to his first administration. A lot of the big, beautiful bills, biggest accomplishment, is extenuating the Trump tax cuts.
You're going to see like a rocket ship. You know, we're setting all sorts of economic records right now. And that's before this kicks in. After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship.
Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore says the president's big, beautiful bill is full of great things for the American people.
It reduces taxes for every family in America. It reduces taxes for virtually all small businesses. It makes American businesses internationally competitive.
Meanwhile, in China, the first Legoland opening there, and we get more details from correspondent Donna Warder.
China's first Legoland has opened to visitors in Shanghai. The park opened Saturday. It was built with 85 million Lego bricks. This Legoland visitor says his first impression is that it's a good recreation. He says, like a real fairyland of Lego. Shanghai's Legoland is one of 11 Legoland parks across the world. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. The recent presidential election saw a lot of people of faith voting for Donald Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zohran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city, and that's raising alarms among some in New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state. This is SRN News. In the Senate's effort to pass the big, beautiful bill, a proposal to ban states from regulating artificial intelligence, was defeated almost unanimously.
One casualty during the prolonged session was a proposal to deter states from regulating artificial intelligence for a decade. After several attempts at a compromise, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn teamed up with Democrat Maria Cantwell with an amendment to strike the AI measure after weeks of bipartisan criticism from parent groups and state officials.
There are all of these pieces of legislation dealing with AI that we haven't passed, but you know who has passed it? It is our state.
Jennifer King, Washington.
AAA predicting record travel this year before people got away for the weekend. The Auto Club predicted 72.2 million Americans would travel between June 28th and July 6th. Most of them expected to be on very busy highways. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.